The chemical and agriculture companies Novartis and AstraZeneca are in the process of merging their agriculture divisions. The new company, Syngenta, will go its own way sometime in 2000. Syngenta will be the world's largest pesticide producer and the third largest producer of genetically modified seeds. Some environmentalists are concerned about the merger. Lori Mott is with the Natural Resources Defense Council.
Well, it's a potentially dangerous mix because one of the areas where genetically modified organisms are being developed is to make them pesticide resistant. So you could have the largest seller of pesticides also making the seeds that are resistant to the very pesticides they sell. And the end result would be excessive use of pesticides.
Mott says the new company will likely focus on creating herbicides and designing genes to make crops resistant to them. She says that will encourage farmers to use pesticides even more because they know it won't harm their crops. AstraZeneca already has a pesticide and pesticide-resistant crop seed package. Novartis has been working on one. Both of those product packages will now be part of the Syngenta line. Other companies such as Monsanto and DuPont also have genetically modified crops resistant to their respective pesticides. A financial analyst says it's possible the merger might mean less use of certain pesticides. The ag division of one of the companies involved in the merger, Novartis, manufactures atrazine. It's the herbicide most used on crops in the Midwest. Atrazine has developed a negative reputation because drinking water in some lakes and wells has been contaminated by the herbicide. Alexander Hittle is an analyst with A.G. Edwards & Sons. Hittle says if Syngenta pushes a herbicide in genetically altered crop package, it might mean atrazine is used less.
Atrazine sales actually are really being in part driven by resistance to genetically modified crops. Either way, the farmers are going to be using pesticides. Is the herbicide that's being used in one of these seed combinations more or less benign than the herbicide that would be used under so-called conventional farming? And I think that's the way, in terms of the environment, the question needs to be posed.
Because some of the new generation of herbicides break down faster, they don't have the reputation for contamination problems atrazine does. Pesticides aren't the only thing about the merger worrying environmentalists and others. Until recently, genetically modified crops were more or less ignored by the American public. But because of food safety and environmental concerns, some people are becoming wary of the bioengineered plants. But public opinion might shift again in the near future. Alexander Hittle says so far the traits of the genetically engineered crops have only benefited farmers and the ag chemical companies. If consumers see a direct benefit, he thinks they'll be more accepting.
Down the road, what's coming are crops that have improved nutritional profiles so that you'll start to see benefits to consumers. And that's probably where the tide will turn. And Novartis, AstraZeneca, both have pretty strong research capabilities, and that should play into those sorts of products.
Farmers will be watching for the new products and whims of the market as public opinion about genetically modified foods evolves. Don Parrish is with the American Farm Bureau. He agrees that people eventually will accept the new technology.
As consumers see the benefits of what it could mean, more lean, tender products, more nutritious products. You know, I just have a hard time believing that people won't believe in good, sound science and won't ultimately allow that to dictate what is safe for the marketplace.
The Farm Bureau adds genetically altered crops will be necessary to feed the world's growing population. Environmentalists say advances in food production should not come at the expense of environmental damage. The NRDC's Lori Mott says the AstraZeneca and Novartis Ag Division's merger rushes headlong into a genetically altered future that might have serious consequences.
I think that the whole issue of genetically modified organisms is a dicey one. We are changing the scale of evolution.
One interesting twist of the Syngenta merger, Novartis will be keeping its baby food line, Gerber Foods. This past year, Gerber declared it would not allow genetically modified crops into its baby food, something of a contradiction inside a corporation that has touted the safety of genetically modified foods. Novartis will keep Gerber and spin off its genetically modified food section to the new company, Syngenta. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.